It is Tuesday, September 11th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The annual Komen Pink Ribbon Luncheon, Shoo Away Breast Cancer, will be held Thursday, September 27th at Northwest Arkansas Convention Center in Springdale. This fundraiser will include lunch and a survivor fashion show benefiting Komen Ozark. Tickets and more information are available at KomenOzark.org or by calling 750-PINK.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Cooperative Emergency Outreach is looking for a new home. The agency is an all-volunteer organization that helps thousands of residents in Washington County each year. Plus, the 11th anniversary of the attacks in New York, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania are remembered on the University of Arkansas campus this morning.
But first, Governor Mike Beebe has declared today a day of remembrance. According to a press release issued yesterday, the Arkansas and U.S. flags on state property will fly at half staff as part of Patriot Day and National Day of Service and Remembrance, and to honor the individuals who were killed on this day 11 years ago today. According to the proclamation, September 11th was designated by the U.S. Congress in December of 2001 as Patriot Day, and on April 21st of 2009, President Barack Obama signed into law the Edward M. Kennedy Serve America Act. The act included language that officially established September 11th as an annually recognized National Day of Service.
A new senior activity center will soon be available to senior citizens living in and around Lowell. Mayor Eldon Long says the 5,000-square-foot senior center will open in about a month.
It's going to bring to the city an avenue and a way of our elderly in the city of enjoying meals and games and recreation and all types of wellness programs are going to be available. And so we are quite excited about that. We are not only just excited about it, we're looking forward to impacting this area in a way where other people outside of Lowell can also use this facility.
The mayor says construction of the center was made possible through a $300,000 grant from the Office of Human Concern, a $150,000 contribution from J.B. Hunt Transportation, a $50,000 contribution from the Walmart Family Foundation, as well as other funding campaigns. He also says the Area Agency on Aging, which has offices in Fayetteville, Bentonville, Huntsville, Harrison, and Berryville, has hired a director for the center who will be in charge of developing programs. Not only will the new center be larger than the space currently used at Lowell City Hall, but it will be available at more times throughout the week.
They have been utilizing City Hall here in Lowell 3 days a week for the past several years. And so now they're going to have a facility that's open 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. So you can imagine with the additional people that will be coming, they're going to have to create a lot more activities to keep them occupied and things for them to do. I know they're planning on some pool tables and the facility and some additional games, some exercise equipment, those types of things. So at this point, I think the sky's the limit.
Mayor Long says though the new center is located by Ward Nail Park, the new building is being built with enough room to expand with an additional 6,500 to 7,000 square feet, if necessary, in the future.
Crawford County officials are still trying to figure out the best way to deal with an overflowing jail population. A possible solution recently proposed by Crawford County Sheriff Ron Brown would involve building a new jail using modular construction. And he says the modular construction will leave room for expansion later if needed.
My plan would leave the facility where we could add on to it later on, whether it's 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, but that option would be open. Where we're at now, the facility was designed to be a 64-bed facility. You know, we were able to turn three of the four exercise yards into barracks-type housing, and it only added another 24 beds. So my current jail right now is at 88. You know, it was never designed to add on. With the modular type and building the proper infrastructure, you can, at low cost, add on 50 beds, 100 beds, 200 beds, 300 beds, whatever you need as time goes.
Officials in Van Buren previously opposed a plan to build onto the current county jail, which is located in Van Buren's downtown historic district. Brown says he is optimistic that the building with modular construction, which uses prefabricated cell pods, could save money over previous expansion plans.
I've been told that it's more efficient and definitely costs less, and I'm hoping that once we meet with these design teams that, you know, the proposal that I had to reconstruct the facility we're in now is about $24.8 million, and I'm hoping that will reduce the cost quite a bit doing it this way. That's my goal.
Brown says he has proposed that the quorum court approve construction plans by November. He says if all goes well, voters could see a special sales tax election on the issue in March of next year.
More than 2 years after flash flooding resulted in 20 lost lives, the U.S. Forest Service is proposing changes in the long-term management and use of the Albert Pike Recreation Area near Hot Springs. According to a release yesterday, the Forest Service is proposing to permanently close the area to overnight camping. The plan would involve maintaining loops A through D for day use only. Even with the rain last week and cooler temperatures projected for this week, fire crews are still battling blazes across Arkansas. Mark Couturier with the Arkansas Forestry Commission says the drought situation in the state has lessened and the wildfires are not as intense, but he says they do continue.
We're still having fires. They're not as bad as what we saw in July and August. Just over the weekend, we had 5 for 67 acres. Saturday, we had 2 for 33 acres. And that was after an inch and a half rain over most of the state. Until we get 3 to 5 inches of rain like we did through Isaac for 2 or 3 days, the fire danger is still going to be there.
Couturier says fire activity remains high in portions of Arkansas that remain dry, including the western part of the state that borders Oklahoma and in the southwest and southeast corners of the state.
The Razorback men's and women's golf teams were hard at work Monday. The men's team ended yesterday with the day's best score at 5 over par. The Razorbacks received third place overall for their performance at the Gopher Invitational at Spring Hill Golf Club in Minnesota. Third-ranked California and SMU finished in first and second, respectively. The men's team will return to the course September 23rd, when the team will begin competition in the Golf Week PNG Preview at Capital City Club in Atlanta, Georgia. The women's golf team opened its season Monday. The team finished the day tied for second place after the first round of the Old Waverly Invitational. The Razorbacks are 4 strokes behind the leading Tulane. Second round competition continues today in West Point, Mississippi.
Clear tonight. Lows will be in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, clear. High of 86 in northwest Arkansas, in the lower 90s for the Arkansas River Valley tomorrow. And tomorrow night, clear. Lows in the lower 60s and a 20% chance of rain.